Right now, there is a YouTube channel generating over $1 million a year,
Yeah.
and they're publishing three broadcast quality videos a week. But the person running it works exactly 2 hours a day.
It's wild to even think about.
Right. I mean, they don't have a camera crew, they don't have editors, they don't even use their own voice to
It's
narrate.
just completely automated.
Exactly. So today we are opening up a massive stack of industry data from today, March 14th, 2026, to show you exactly how the traditional content creation treadmill has just been entirely dismantled by AI.
Yeah, we're going to show you how you can use this exact blueprint to escape it yourself.
Because it really is a treadmill, isn't it?
Well, it's a complete paradigm shift.
Yeah.
I mean, for a long time, the traditional content creation process was basically a war of attrition. You were constantly battling the clock, creative fatigue, and just the sheer mechanical friction of getting an idea out of your head and onto a screen.
Yeah, like hand weaving a massive tapestry or something. Exhausting.
Exactly. But the data we're looking at today shows that friction is practically gone.
It is. I mean, the numbers in this stack of reports are just staggering. As of right now, 78% of content creators are already using AI tools in their workflow.
Almost 80%.
Almost 80%. And that adoption rate is growing by like 5% every single month.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's unpack this for a second. Is this just a temporary shortcut for creators trying to, game the algorithms, or is there a fundamental rewiring of the creator economy happening here?
It is absolutely a fundamental rewiring.
Yeah.
What we're witnessing is the total democratization of professional content creation. There's this brilliant quote in our sources from Sarah Johnson. She's the content strategy director at Adobe. She notes that AI has fundamentally decoupled production value from budget.
Okay, decoupled production value from budget. What does she mean by that exactly?
Well, she says now anyone can produce professional content regardless of their experience or budget. We're basically moving away from an era where your output was strictly gated by your technical skills.
Like knowing how to color grade footage perfectly or, write optimized code.
Right. To an era where your output is only limited by your strategic imagination. You're suddenly handed a team of master weavers who just need your design.
Okay, so everyone has access to these tools now. But logically, if the market is suddenly flooded with 10 times the content, the value of that content should drop to zero, right?
You'd think so.
Because the HubSpot research we have here shows that creators using AI are producing 10 times more content, and they're reducing video production time by 65%.
And saving about 50% on costs across the board.
Right. But usually, if you increase your output by 10x, your quality just falls off a cliff. It becomes spam. So, are these creators actually making a living off this flood, or are they just screaming into an increasingly noisy void?
Well, what's fascinating here is the engagement metrics. You would logically expect audience engagement to just plummet when the market is saturated with that much high volume content.
Because it's overwhelming.
Exactly. But the data shows that for these specific creators, engagement actually goes up by 42%.
Hold on, up by almost half.
Yeah, and their income is increasing by 150%.
Wait, is that 42% increase actually because the storytelling is better, or is it just like novelty bias? Like, are audiences just mesmerized by flashy AI-generated visuals right now, and eventually that novelty wears off?
It's not just novelty, it's actually a reallocation of mental bandwidth. Think about how a creator used to spend their day.
Spending 6 hours cutting out pauses in a video timeline.
Right, or fighting with the syntax of a blog post, or trying to fix the lighting in a thumbnail. Today, AI tools have evolved far beyond simple digital assistants that just correct your spelling.
They're doing the heavy lifting.
They are creative partners. When the machine handles the mechanical labor of rendering, editing, formatting, the human has the mental energy left to focus entirely on the core idea.
The actual storytelling.
The storytelling and the psychology of the audience. The AI provides the velocity, which gives the creator the space to be vastly more strategic. That is what drives a 42% spike in audience interaction.
Oh, I see. So they aren't just making more trash faster. They're actually refining the core message because they aren't exhausted by all the busy work.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. But to understand how they are pulling this off, we really need to look under the hood. The sources detail a very specific modern creator's toolbox. And what strikes me is that it's not just one magic AI button that does everything.
No, not at all. The landscape has become highly specialized.
Let's look at the writing engines first.
Yeah.
Why are creators subscribing to three different AI text generators instead of just using one? Like, why pay for multiple?
Because each model has a fundamentally different underlying architecture. I mean, you wouldn't use a sports car to haul lumber, right?
Right. Fair point.
Take ChatGPT Plus. It boasts a 9.2 out of 10 quality score in our data. And it's excellent for general ideation and conversational writing, but its memory has limits.
Right. It forgets what you were talking about if the chat gets too long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you need to feed an AI a massive, say, 100-page industry report and ask it to synthesize that data without losing the thread, you use Claude Pro.
Ah, okay.
Claude is built with a massive context window, meaning it can hold the equivalent of a short novel in its active memory all at once.
Got it. So ChatGPT for the blank page, Claude for data digestion. What about Jasper and Copy.ai? The reports show massive adoption there, particularly in the business sector.
Jasper and Copy.ai are fascinating because they aren't just trained on general internet text. Jasper, which can actually write natively in 29 different languages.
Wow, 29?
Yeah, it's fine-tuned specifically on high-converting ad copy and direct response marketing frameworks. It knows the psychological triggers that make someone click a link.
Oh, so it's a salesperson, not just a writer.
Exactly. And Copy.ai provides over 90 ready-made templates specifically engineered to increase conversion rates by 35%.
That's huge for marketers, but I imagine the raw output from any of these is often still a bit dense or robotic.
Oh, absolutely. That's why creators run it through Grammarly AI or Quillbot. Those tools are specialized in analyzing tone and paraphrasing to smooth out the syntax so it sounds like a real human being actually spoke it.
It's like a highly specialized assembly line. But, you know, text is one thing. Text is just words on a screen. Video is where I think a lot of people historically hit a massive wall.
Yeah, video is notoriously difficult.
You're talking about rendering, lighting, audio syncing, pacing. The sources break down a workflow for producing a professional video in under an hour, a process that used to take days, a whole crew, and thousands of dollars.
The masterclass in tool stacking. The 5-minute video workflow detailed in the data moves the content through a sequence of specialized AI models, with each one handling the baton to the next perfectly.
Let me trace the relay race from the notes here. First, you generate the foundational script with ChatGPT that takes about 10 minutes of prompting and refining.
Yep.
Then you hand that text over to 11 labs for voice cloning, which takes 5 minutes. Next, you jump into Midjourney for 15 minutes to generate your core high-fidelity images.
Right, getting the visual aesthetic locked in.
Exactly. Then you take those static images into Runway ML, which uses text-to-video diffusion models to animate them into 4K video over the next 20 minutes.
And finally,
You drop those video clips and the audio file into CapCut AI, which automatically syncs the sound, cuts the dead air, and adds dynamic captions in 10 minutes.
Less than an hour from a blank page to a finished broadcast-tier video. And we really need to emphasize the quality of that output. Runway ML isn't just generating blurry, experimental, rough drafts anymore. It is outputting actual 4K resolution cinematic video.
It's like being a Hollywood director sitting at a cafe. You have world-class scriptwriters, a VFX rendering farm, and professional voice actors just waiting on your laptop.
For less than the cost of a nice dinner.
Literally. But speaking of the voice actors, I have to push back on the audio side for a second. AI voices have historically sounded incredibly robotic. You can always hear that weird metallic inflection.
Sure, 2 years ago.
So do audiences actually tolerate an entire video narrated by a machine now?
They don't just tolerate it. They often can't tell the difference. The sources highlight that platforms like MERV have a library of over 120 AI voices, and 11 Labs has perfected voice cloning to an astonishing degree.
Okay, but it still has to sound natural, not just like a good reading robot.
And it does. They no longer just read the text. The models are trained to understand the semantic meaning of the sentence. They add micro inflections, subtle breath sounds, and emotional resonance based on the context of the words.
Wait, really? Breath sounds?
Yes. The data shows that 91% of the listeners cannot distinguish these modern AI voices from human narrators.
91%. That is terrifying and amazing. But here's the friction point I keep coming back to. Having world-class tools is great, but manually operating 10 different AI programs.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Right. Copying text from ChatGPT, pasting it into 11 Labs, exporting the MP3, uploading it to CapCut. That sounds like a brand new kind of treadmill. You've just traded the physical camera for a highly complicated digital control panel. How do creators actually scale this without spending all day managing files?
They don't manage the files manually. This is where we transition from the tactical layer of simply generating content to the strategy and automation layer.
Okay, tell me about the strategy layer.
Let's look at knowing what to make first. The most successful creators in our data aren't guessing what their audience wants. They're using Google Trends combined with ChatGPT to synthesize massive amounts of search volume data.
So they're analyzing what people are currently searching for and just making that?
Better than that. They are using the AI to identify emerging patterns across different platforms. It's like having a sophisticated radar system that detects a storm forming over the ocean.
Oh, I see.
While competitors are waiting for the rain to hit their roof, these creators have already built the umbrella. They can predict content trends 2 to 3 weeks before they go mainstream.
Wow. And once they have that predicted topic, I see here they use tools like Surfer and ClearScope. How do those fit into the radar?
Surfer and ClearScope are smart SEO engines. Once you have your topic, these tools analyze the top-performing content on Google and dictate the exact semantic keywords, headings, and structures required to satisfy the search algorithms.
And does that actually work?
Implementing this layer boosts organic traffic by 67%, according to the research.
That's a massive bump.
But you asked about the manual labor of moving files around. That is solved by the automation layer. Tools like Zapier and Make.
I've heard of Zapier, but how does it actually eliminate the file management treadmill?
Zapier acts as the central nervous system connecting all your separate AI organs. It uses APIs to allow these distinct software platforms to talk to each other invisibly in the background.
So they just hand files back and forth on their own?
Exactly. For example, a creator can set up a workflow where the moment they hit publish on a new WordPress article, Zapier instantly detects it. It then automatically pulls the title and core quote, sends them to Canva AI or Adobe Firefly, and commands those tools to design a custom promotional graphic.
And it does a good job.
By the way, 89% of people surveyed think a human designer made those specific graphics.
That is wild.
Then Zapier takes that newly generated graphic, writes a social media caption, and automatically schedules it across Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Zero manual copying, pasting, or exporting required.
Okay, stop right there. If Zapier is connecting my blog to my social channels, and Canva is generating the custom art, and ChatGPT is writing the underlying posts, can I just set this entire ecosystem up, go to sleep, and let the machines run my entire media channel?
You're asking if you can put it on vacation mode.
Exactly. Just let the robots do it all.
This raises an important question, and it's exactly where we need to throw up a massive caution sign for anyone listening.
Uh-oh.
The absolute biggest pitfall in this new landscape is that exact set-and-forget mentality. You cannot just string these APIs together and let the machines run unsupervised. The sources heavily emphasize a mandatory technique called the human in the loop.
Human in the loop. What does that actually look like in practice? Because if I have to review everything, doesn't that defeat the purpose of the automation?
It doesn't defeat the purpose. It ensures the survival of the content. Human in the loop means you never publish raw AI output directly to your audience.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Never. Never. The AI generates the heavy lifting, the draft, the video render, the initial code, but the human creator must review it. You have to inject your own personal anecdotes, adjust the pacing so it matches your unique rhythm, and refine the specific voice.
Does it really make that big of a difference?
The empirical data proves this. Content that applies the human-in-the-loop technique sees a 58% improvement in final quality scores compared to raw AI output. The AI provides the infinite velocity, but the human provides the authenticity and the taste.
Right, and if you lack that taste, the audience will immediately know. Which brings us to the very real hazards of this new ecosystem. Because as powerful as these tools are, if you use them blindly, you're going to step on a landmine.
You absolutely will. The sources outline several massive mistakes creators are making right now. Relying completely on the AI without a human in the loop is mistake number one. Mistake number two is generating content in a vacuum and ignoring the specific nuances of your audience.
Right, because by default, AI models are trained on the entire internet, so they tend to generate very broad, generic, middle-of-the-road content.
Exactly. If you just ask for an article on marketing, you get a painfully boring Wikipedia page.
You have to prompt the AI to speak to your hyper-specific niche. The research here shows that highly personalized, niche-prompted content gets 3 times more engagement than generic output.
There's a great quote in the notes from Dr. Michael Chen, an AI and content specialist. He says, "The biggest mistake content creators make is thinking AI is magic. AI is a powerful tool, but it requires skill and strategy."
I love that. It's not magic.
Dr. Chen is highlighting the exact difference between a hobbyist and a professional. And part of that professional strategy involves navigating the biggest, most complex elephant in the room: copyright, plagiarism, and algorithmic AI detection.
Right, because as a creator, whether you use AI or not, you are legally and ethically responsible for what you publish under your name.
Precisely. So if an AI model accidentally regurgitates a copyrighted sentence it was trained on, you are the one on the hook.
So how are these top creators defending themselves against that?
The practical solution found in the data is a strict, non-negotiable defensive workflow. They always run AI-generated text through dedicated plagiarism checkers before publishing. That one simple step reduces legal risk by 95%.
Wow, 95%? That's huge.
They also solve the issue of the AI hallucinating facts by combining multiple models. They don't just ask ChatGPT a question. They cross-reference the output with Claude or Jasper to ensure consistency.
Smart. But the more complex issue is algorithmic detection, right? You mean platforms like Google or LinkedIn figuring out that an AI wrote the post and punishing it?
Exactly. Search engines and social platforms often suppress text that has the mathematical signature of an AI.
Wait, what do you mean by mathematical signature? How does a search engine algorithm know a robot wrote a paragraph if the information is totally accurate?
It looks at two metrics.
Okay. Break those down for me.
Perplexity is how predictable the next word in a sentence is. Because AI models operate on probability, they almost always choose the most statistically likely next word.
Oh, interesting. And burstiness?
Burstiness refers to the variation in sentence length and structure. Human writers are chaotic. We write one massive run-on sentence followed by a tiny one.
That guy just did.
Exactly. AI writes in highly uniform, perfectly structured paragraphs. Algorithms can mathematically detect that lack of chaos. So creators are using tools like Undetectable AI or Quillbot to process their drafts.
And what do those do?
These tools intentionally introduce burstiness and lower the predictability, achieving a 93% undetectable rate by AI checkers.
Let me push back on that, though, because that sounds highly questionable. Isn't using a tool called undetectable AI just fundamentally tricking your audience? This feels deeply deceptive, like you're trying to pull one over on the people trusting you.
It is a totally valid concern, and it's a line creators have to walk carefully. However, in practice, it is less about deceiving the reader and much more about algorithmic survival.
How?
Well, if an AI writes a highly accurate, incredibly valuable summary of a research paper, a platform's algorithm might still artificially suppress it just because the sentences lack burstiness. Using a tool like Quillbot smooths out those robotic, highly repetitive sentence structures.
So it's more for the machine reading it than the human?
Exactly. It actually ensures the final piece flows more naturally for the human being reading it, while simultaneously avoiding unfair algorithmic shadow bans. But, to your point, the human creator's unique perspective must still be the beating heart of the work. If you're just using undetectable AI to mask low-effort garbage, the audience will realize it's garbage and leave anyway.
Okay, that clarifies it. It's about ensuring the flow of the text survives the gatekeeping algorithms, not about faking expertise.
Right.
So to ground all this high-level architecture, let's look at the tangible proof, because the case studies in this 2026 data are wild.
The numbers are incredible.
Take Sarah Ahmed, a lifestyle blogger. Before integrating AI, she was grinding out two articles a week and burning out. Now, using a combined stack of ChatGPT and Jasper, she produces three high-quality articles daily.
Daily. And her traffic spiked, and her income jumped from $500 a month to $2,800 a month.
It completely altered the economics of her business because her cost of production dropped to nearly zero, and the video side is even more dramatic.
Oh, absolutely. Consider the case study of Ali Rezai, a tech YouTuber. He used the exact workflow we discussed earlier, Runway ML and 11 Labs, to cut his production time from 8 hours per video down to just 2 hours.
So he basically bought back 6 hours of his day.
Exactly. And he didn't use those 6 hours to just make more of the exact same videos. He used that reclaimed time to research vastly better topics and refine his overarching channel strategy.
Like upgrading from a local indie theater to a global broadcast network.
Because he had the bandwidth to think bigger, his channel grew from 10,000 to 150,000 subscribers.
And it scales up to the enterprise level, too. The data shows a digital marketing agency that used Zapier automations to handle all the mechanical drafting and posting for their clients. They managed to service 50 clients simultaneously without hiring a massive team.
And their revenue
exploded from $200,000 to $1.2 million. So the system clearly works. But if you are listening to this right now and feeling completely overwhelmed by the sheer number of tools, the sources actually lay out a very direct 7-day action plan for beginners.
They do, and it is highly practical because it forces you to start small. Day one is entirely focused on text. You get a ChatGPT Plus account, and you spend 2 hours doing nothing but experimenting with different prompts.
So no images, no video.
Right. The goal is to write a single, high-quality, 1,000-word article, just understanding how to command the foundational text model.
So you aren't trying to build the Zapier automations on day one, just strict text scaffolding?
Precisely. Because if the core text is weak, the rest of the stack collapses. Then, on day two, you take that exact text and run it through Grammarly AI. You spend the day learning how to adjust the tone, increase the burstiness, and refine the style until it sounds exactly like you.
Then day three is when we finally move to the visual side. The plan says to open Midjourney or DALL-E and practice writing descriptive prompts to generate 3 to 5 custom images that perfectly match the tone of the article you wrote on day one.
Right. Now you have a polished script and high-end visuals. Day four is video. You feed that script into 11 labs for a voiceover, take your Midjourney images, and use CapCut AI to produce a simple 2-minute video.
Okay, starting to come together. What's day five?
Day five introduces distribution. You set up a free Buffer account and schedule the text, images, and video across your social media channels to learn the mechanics of optimal publishing times.
And then day six is where we introduce the nervous system. You log into Zapier and create one simple automation, a zap, that automatically sends a tweet the moment your article goes live on your website.
Finally, day seven is evaluation. You look at the analytics, see what the audience actually clicked on, and plan your strategy for week two.
It is a methodical, step-by-step unrolling of the entire ecosystem. I love that.
It really is a brilliant roadmap.
But as we wrap up, we need to zoom out and look at the horizon. Because the tech landscape is moving so aggressively, why is it absolutely critical that someone starts that 7-day plan today?
Because what we have discussed today, the 4K video, the voice cloning, the Zapier integrations, is just the baseline. It is the floor.
Yeah.
The tech forecasts detailed for the next few years are staggering.
Like what? What's coming next?
Well, next year, in 2027, GPT-5 is scheduled to launch. It's projected to have 10 times the reasoning capabilities of current models, with incredibly deep context understanding and the ability to generate long-form video natively.
10 times the reasoning capability. And the reports mention that digital AI avatars, like photorealistic models that look and sound exactly like you and can generate content on your behalf 24 hours a day, are going fully public next year as well.
Yes. Following that, in just 2 years, the industry expects real-time content generation. Imagine hosting a live stream, and an AI is instantly generating supporting graphics, B-roll video, and fact-checking articles on the fly, entirely based on the live questions your audience is typing in the chat.
That is mind-blowing.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the expert predictions for the year 2030 are what should really motivate anyone listening to take action. By 2030, just 4 years from now, analysts predict that 90% of all digital content will be created with AI assistance.
90%.
Furthermore, 70% of all digital content will be generated entirely by AI avatars. For the early adopters who start building their workflows and establishing their strategic voice today, the financial upside is a predicted 500% increase in average income.
So to summarize the core realization of this entire deep dive, AI is not replacing human creators. It is elevating them. It's taking you from the person endlessly pushing the broom on the factory floor to the creative director of your own media empire. Your success entirely relies on combining the right specialized tools, maintaining that critical human-in-the-loop authenticity to survive the algorithms, and committing to continuous learning.
The future truly belongs to those who adapt. The technical barriers to entry have collapsed. The tools are waiting.
So what does this all mean for you? Well, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over as you start your own 7-day action plan.
Mm.
If 90% of all digital content is going to be AI-assisted by 2030, and perfectly polished, flawlessly written articles and stunning cinematic 4K videos become the absolute minimum standard, the boring baseline of the internet,
yeah,
will the premium, highly sought-after content of the future actually be the 10% that is entirely verifiably human? Will typos, slight voice cracks, and raw, unedited human imperfections become the new hallmark of luxury content? Think about it. Good luck on day one of your content journey. Have fun experimenting, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.